Okay, it's February 10th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee meeting. Calling the meeting to order at 7 o'clock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I am really sorry about the reports. I guess Amy's the only one who can do them.
Okay, well, there's another lady in there that I communicated with.
She has an assistant.
Yeah.
But she's the only one who can.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we don't have any town reports either, but I told Donna, don't bother, because she says, I don't even know what my budget is, and it's only February. So anyway, we're going to work on this. First thing we're going to do is approve the minutes. We'll start with January 30th. Any changes or corrections?
No.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Katrina makes a motion. Is there a second?
Sure. I'll second.
Todd seconds. All in favor? Okay.
Aye.
Okay. That's approved. Okay, now we have February 3rd. That was something else, huh?
Yeah,
nobody there.
Mm-mm.
That blows me away.
I was surprised.
I know.
I pulled in the parking lot and it was full, and I was like, uh-oh. And then, yeah. Must have been the basketball
people. Yeah, I was just going to say, there were more kids playing basketball than went to the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, Al was there to ask his question.
Yeah.
He does every year.
Okay, is there a motion to approve this?
Motion to approve, yep.
Yeah,
Bob makes a motion to approve. A second?
A second.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Okay.
It was the longest one in a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, okay. Okay, now let's look at our tax impact worksheet, which Todd and Susan and I developed. It went to the second side.
Well, it fits if you turn it the other way.
That's right, but this is. Oh, you don't have one?
Can I steal one or just look? Can I look over somebody's shoulder?
Yeah, you can look at Susan.
Yeah.
I'll give it back to her. I just want to. This is cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. All right, so.
Okay, now, I think one of our goals is to make it easy to understand. So I want everybody to take. We've already looked at it, but I want everybody else to take some time to look at it and say to yourself, I understand what they're saying.
Yeah, I gave it to Claire the other day.
Okay, what'd she say?
Without saying a word, like, you know, or do you understand what we're trying to get across? And then I was asking her simple questions like, hey, on this, can you tell me, you know, something? And she was answering like, yeah, it totally makes sense.
Okay.
The only thing that she thought was a little, like, vague. Well, I'll let you guys look at it before I tell you what she thought was vague.
Now, the only thing, the veterans tax credit, we've got zero, and that's really 7 cents, I think.
So,
7 cents.
It's going to impact you $19 in total on a $300,000 value, not 19 per thousand.
No.
19 total.
So, start at the top.
Yeah.
On a $3,000, you're paying
$1,757.
Mm-hmm. For the operating budget?
Yeah, that's up $19 from the year prior.
And that's, up 19.
Okay.
It's up, so the increase over last year will be 19.
That should be change from 2020, not change from 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Change from
the last, the title.
That's correct, 2020, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Did yes?
The average assessment of $300,000 in Candia, is that where you came up
no,
with the
number? No, we made that up.
Okay.
It's 300 and something. So we just used 300 because we looked at the, what did we say? That was like a $7,000 tax bill.
Yeah.
We sort of looked at the average tax bill, so we made that number up.
Okay.
just so people could get a kind of a...
So on line six, because we did the fire truck last year, did we not put in the capital reserve last year? I thought we did anyway.
No, we didn't. It was a dollar.
Oh, so, yeah, so it wasn't the... That's why there's a tax impact, though. So it was only a dollar to keep the line open?
That's correct. Okay. So because I went through and I did all the ones from last year.
We usually have that every year.
That's correct. And I thought we did, but then it was a dollar.
Gotcha.
So that's why the tax impact is for the whole thing.
So 2020 articles that were not in the 2021 budget.
Yeah, so that I think the mosquito, I could be wrong, right? But mosquitoes in their budget, right?
No, they didn't do the mosquitoes
oh, they didn't?
This year.
Oh, okay.
Usually Dave Murray did the mosquitoes,
yeah,
but
they
he's
forgot
not here.
The Warren article.
It was a always every year
oh,
it was a Warren
I thought
article.
That they didn't do the Warren because they put it into the
no,
budget.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Dave Murray always did it and nobody even thought about it and then they said we won't even do
yeah.
it. So there's no mosquitoes. The Agricultural Commission, that's nothing.
Yeah.
And then the fire truck.
So in essence, in total it's going down.
For
town. For
school. Until you get to yours.
For the town.
For the town.
That's correct.
Not necessarily good
that's
one
correct.
For the school.
But then we look at the other side.
I think we should, yeah, we'll fit it on one. So either you can print it portrait on one side or we can shrink it.
Right, because I looked at this and I thought, wait a minute. This isn't what we decided and then I turned it over.
Well, that's because it was meant to be, it was done as a portrait.
Which I had that.
No, I like
it. So why is the teacher's contract separate from the operating budget?
Because it's a separate we voted on the teacher's contract. It's a warrant article.
Last year.
Right. So last year, I put that in because that's how much was in this year.
Well, our budget that we're voting on that includes the increase?
Includes.
Is the 9375, so it's not.
Okay, now let me just, you're right, because last year it was a warrant article, and it includes 6,700. $67,000 for this year, but that's included in the operating budget.
Yes.
So we should take that line
so
out.
So we should take that out.
Yes.
That's correct. I'm glad you brought that up. Because I was looking at it thinking, oh, I've got to add in what it is for next year, but you're right. So we'll take that out.
So the net's like $100.
Are you going to make the change? Yeah, you have this.
Yeah, I can make a change.
The original.
No.
Okay.
No.
$237.
But it
$227.
But
no.
$133. Am I reading that wrong?
And then
yeah.
The
wait. What did you
up.
Say?
So
down,
school goes up $222.
Correct.
Is there any way to?
No. The school went up $369.
If those
total.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
If
so
those
that's,
two.
Yeah. That's what.
So
yeah,
the
so
net.
So you got to take that one out. But I think we have to call out the one thing that I think is misleading is the facility upgrades. Is 120 for 15 years.
That's correct.
Not one, like...
It's not just
it's
for
not
one year.
Not one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that we have to make that, because that's very misleading, that the people are going to be voting on warrant article number 4.
I'm
going
to do all those facility upgrades for only $120.
Exactly. And that one, I think, was a little misleading. And
it's
then
approximate per year, because the next year it might be like
it goes
180.
To
180. Right. We don't know that, but it's about that.
Yeah.
Can we put something in parentheses like facility upgrades, 15-year contract?
Yeah.
And so then we could put,
yeah,
instead of trying to add stuff at the bottom. Yeah.
Per year times 15.
Yeah.
$237.
It's really pretty simple. You got $200,000+ for 15 years. That's $3 million total.
You can't put $3 million on here.
Right.
Yeah,
what if you
it's
do,
just
what
by
if you do year.
Year
1 of 15.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Year 1 of 15. That's good. Now, the other thing, at the very last line, total town Candia, that almost sounds like it's not including the school.
Yeah, that's what.
So I would say total town and school. Because I read that and I thought, wait a minute, but that's got to include the school.
And that's a little misleading, too, because...
Well, I think, too, if it's all on one page, the numbers will flow.
Right. It'll
be, more,
it'll be easier
it'll be
to
like,
follow.
Yeah, okay, here's the negative, here's the positive, this is the total.
I just want people to not go to the bottom line and
we
go, oh, my gosh, but they have a
total.
Choice.
Right,
like
right.
Yeah, just
them.
The total.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that's what the other call out. I think your taxes are on this assessed, on this for directional purposes. Are going up $237 if all warrant articles
are approved.
If all
warrant articles are approved.
What if we break out the two that are, what if we break out the operating budget for both the town and the school and kind of put those at the top? Because those are kind of de facto ones. And then put all the warrant articles below it. So you can see what the impact is for just voting on the two operating budgets.
But see, I kind of,
yeah,
like
but
I like having,
I
like having the town, the school separate.
Me too.
And the town. So you can say, okay, it costs me $5,600 for the school, and it costs me $2,200. So I like having them separate.
Yeah, that was, I think, I mean.
Yeah.
Because I think people are going to be a little surprised by that.
Right.
Like,
well,
my taxes
if they look at their
are $8,000.
Bill, hopefully.
And I'm paying $5,600 of $7,900 for the school.
Yeah, right.
Well, but that's on your tax bill.
Yeah.
You look at your tax
shouldn't
bill.
Be a surprise.
But some people
it's
only look
totally
at the bottom line.
I know, but I...
How much more is it than last year? That's all that, you know.
That, well, I mean...
Or last year.
I look at it because that's what I... You
know, I
know. But I...
Because you like to look at your bill before you pay? $6,000?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my, that's a lot.
And this is probably a stupid question, but that's the annual, right? The 237, so it's
yes.
140 on each.
Okay. Yes. Well, it doesn't, how does that break out, Lynn? Because I was going to ask that too. It's not 50-50, right?
What are you talking
your
about?
Tax,
oh, yeah,
your
no.
June and your December is not 50-50.
No, it's not.
Because the tax code for June
it's
is
the,
1 year.
It's the, it, one of them is the second billing.
Yeah.
And the other one is based on
previous.
The new tax rate.
Right. So the bill that
so
we
the
get
bill
in
December
June
is the second billing.
Isn't going to have this in it. It'll be in
that's
December.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
You
yeah.
get the big wag.
Is it
right.
close enough to 50-50 that we shouldn't explain that?
No. I don't think we want to get into that,
okay.
the billing. Because
right.
I think it could be very
well, yeah, that's total. That's total
questions.
For the
yeah.
year. So
well,
yeah.
plus it's
yeah.
directional. I don't want people to say...
Yeah.
Oh, my house costs $300,000, so my taxes are $7,900. I mean, there are other things
yes,
that are going
right.
to go into
right.
the town revenue, and I get all that.
Yeah.
Although, that as this progresses, I think people will understand that the town revenue will never catch up. Well, I shouldn't say never, but it's hard to show mathematically how town revenue
right.
catches up to the increases in the school and the town budget. They increase so rapidly that the town revenue doesn't.
Right. And some years the town revenue is going to go down.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So we can't.
But it should go up next year because of the, if the Conservation Committee's vote is no, then we'll get the money from
yeah. You're right.
The neighborhood. So it should go up.
But not at the rate that the school went up. Like
No.
You can just look at your school budget went up. I mean, whatever it was, right? $300,000+. 17 houses at $8,000 property tax is not there.
Okay.
But that's for that's
yeah. There's
for,
another one in there.
That's okay.
Oh, my.
That's for
yeah.
a different day anyway. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think this is very helpful.
This is great.
Yep.
Good job.
And you can't bring paper in to vote.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Can
oh, yeah.
bring this in to vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. So you can check and say, okay, do I want to vote yes or no? Or yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because the building upgrade, I think somebody already said it, but 120 at 18, 15 years is like $1,800.
Yeah. Now, the veterans...
Yeah, do you want to extend these numbers so they show the decimals, so they don't just look like zeros?
Well, you can put a dollar. It's less than a dollar. That's why it shows zeros.
Yeah,
it's
so,
less
so
than
we
a
can
dollar.
Show the decimal places, which would show the actual numbers.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
No,
I don't think we
yeah,
have
I
to.
Think you're fine with the way you did
it. Yeah, because it's really, if it's under a dollar,
yeah.
does anybody really worry about the tax impact? They may not like it, but they still, I don't think they're worried about the tax impact. Okay.
And do they know the fire capital reserve is because they asked for a dollar last year or whatever? They know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Well,
they'll understand that because that jumped out at me. The only reason it's up is because they didn't take any last year because they bought the truck in
right.
1 year.
Well, it's offset by the fire apparatus that's going down.
Yeah.
190.
Yeah. So what was the other So we can add in that it's 15 years. We can just put that.
Yeah, year one of
year 15. One of 15. I keep turning this way instead of this
yeah.
way.
Take out the teacher's
contract. Yeah, we're going to take out the teacher's contract.
Oh, it's not going up that much?
It's in the operating budget.
It's included in the operating budget.
Oh, okay.
For the second year of the contract. So basically, we're putting it in twice. And then we're going to change the bottom line to total.
What if we change it to total annual? Because that'll address the other question.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. What was the other one, Todd, you said?
I just, the 300,000, I think it's going to throw people a little bit. I'm not sure if
which
it's
300,000? Oh, the house.
The assessed value of their house. So I think that it's in small font, and maybe it's just the way, I don't know if, like, I don't want people to think, this is my tax bill.
Well, it says it twice. It says it at the top, and then it says it at the top of the column.
Yeah.
Sample tax
maybe
impact, $3,000, $200,000 assessment.
Maybe if you bold it.
Bold the sample assessed value.
Yeah, we can bold it at the top.
Put an asterisk here based on above. I don't know.
I don't know. If everyone thinks that that's clear, I think that that's the only thing, like, if your house is valued significantly more than that, then this is direct. Well, it's directional if it's less than that too.
Yeah.
As long as everyone's clear on, like, this isn't your tax bill.
Yeah, we can just bold it at the top. I think that would. That's. Then
I think it's pretty clear. You got it in two places.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe an explanation of this is a guide to help you.
Yeah. Well, that's what the top. We just want to just. We're not
probably
saying yes or
no.
We're not. We're just giving information.
I'm sorry, I got here late. So when you came to this amount, that was based on the revenue of this year?
2020, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're projecting the revenue. Yeah.
So you added the 93,000 from COVID, because we won't get that again. Did you guys add the 93,000 from COVID?
We're just using...
Whatever that was.
We're just using the same estimate for last year, for this year.
Okay.
And projecting what the increases will be. We're not adjusting all the income.
Yeah, we would never be able to. We'd never be able to do it.
Yeah, we don't know. So
that's more something they might miss. You know, is the actual tax rate dependent on town revenues.
Yeah.
You know,
with
the example you guys were just saying, they may not pay attention to that.
We could bold that, too.
Put that in two places as well.
Yeah.
We have it there, we have it down there.
Yeah. Yeah, we can bold that, too.
But I think just putting it all on one sheet in the front will make it more...
Yeah, it'll be a little easier than doing this. Or that somebody will look and say, oh, look, my taxes are going down. $133 and never do this.
Voting for everything.
Yeah. For an arrow or something to turn it over.
Well, no, it's meant to
be
printed.
On one page.
Oh,
can
it
we
is.
Control that it's printed portrait and not landscape?
Yeah, when you send in the PDF, can't you?
PDF was portrait, though.
Can you change it?
How did they?
I don't know how they did it.
That is weird.
Oh, yeah, right. How did they do that?
Because the PDF is portrait. So they had to have printed it.
Well, that's just when they printed it here in the office.
They probably never reset the
print. I'm wondering if I should just make it
default,
small enough that it doesn't matter.
No,
but when I printed it at my house, it was on one page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just, when you send it in...
Portrait.
Just tell them to be sure that it's...
All right, I sent it to you. So when you send it in, can you tell them to print
portrait? Yeah, I can put a little note. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then say, before you print it 9,000 times, can we see a sample?
Make sure it's on one page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll write a little note and say, yeah.
Because it goes right to the printer, correct?
Yeah.
Not to the Boy Scouts.
Right.
Right. The printer. He's going to
do
everything.
I guess they can't do it in their kitchen anymore.
Well, there are too many people.
Yeah, right.
He said there were 30.
Just this year.
Yeah, they used to do it.
30 people standing around collating, and they can't have it this year.
Can't wait till it's over.
don't think we need to vote on that, right?
Yeah, this is what another... No. See, they did it that way.
No, I don't
Who's
think...
Who's this? This
I think that was Deerfield. I'm not sure.
Well, if everybody can look at it and say, oh, I understand, I think that's our whole point. Yeah. And we want to keep it simple and easy to understand. To okay.
I just had to go back and read the top. All right, maybe I should figure out what this is really about. Before I went, what?
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we vote anyway? Does somebody want to make a motion that this we put this in the Boy Scout package with corrections?
As amended, yes, I'll make a motion.
Okay,
yes.
Second?
I'll second.
Bob makes a motion, Todd seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. And...
Okay. Oh, because he can't see it?
Yeah.
No, I sent it to him. Oh. I emailed it to him.
Why does he want... He commented on something.
What is...
And anything else that anybody needs to cover? Like it's, we said, we don't have any school reports because Amy is out on leave. And I told Donna not to bother with the town reports because it's February and she doesn't even have a budget yet.
Right.
And we don't meet in March, or we do?
Oh, that's right. We do not meet in March because our regular meeting is the day after town meeting. So we skip March.
When is the town meeting again?
The 9th.
It's a Tuesday, okay.
And our meeting would have been on the 10th, but okay. So we're going to skip March, and we'll meet in April.
And we don't need to meet early before the March
no. thing? No, we don't have to do that at town meeting, because that's okay. Just, we just go in and
we're
vote.
We're just going to go vote?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, there's cool. Nothing to...
Do you want to put that PDF on the two Facebook pages, or do you want to just put it in the Boy Scout packet? I just don't want to get into a back and forth with
well,
people.
Well, that's I, that so was can, my that was my
can,
thought.
I think
I don't,
you can put it in, and then I don't know if it would be. I'm,
you can
I mean,
close, shut the comments right off.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, but I don't know if that would make them like
see, this is ridiculous.
Upset that they see it and then can't ask a question.
Right,
because I'm not going to answer their question.
I'm not either. So I would just, let's leave it.
Okay.
Everybody's going to get one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They did the test.
You know, after they get one, if they have a question, we may see it. That I got this thing and I don't understand it, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to.
Are you going to put anything on there that says
went,
you have any questions?
For 1,000?
Yeah. See that,
please don't call.
If you have any questions, figure it out yourself.
Call.
Yeah. No. No. I said, it's pretty.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
It's pretty simple. I don't.
There's not a lot of. There's not really much that they have a say in, really. I mean, the difference between the town operating budget and the school budget, between the default and the budget, is minimal. And then these add up to, I mean, you're not that much money, as you can see.
Right.
Aside from the huge maintenance warrant article for the school.
Right.
The rest of them, they're pretty small this year.
Right.
Well, you can't, there's no way to get around them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The operating budgets are what they are.
Yeah.
And that's probably 75% of your tax.
Okay. So you're going to fix it and send it to me?
Yep.
Okay. And then I'll just send it in and tell them to put it portrait. But you're going to send it to me, it'll be portrait anyway.
I did this time too, though.
So I don't know how.
It worries me.
Well, I'll print it. I'll print it before I send it.
Okay.
And if
will the print be big enough if it's portrait versus landscape?
Yeah, it's the same. It'll be the same font.
Oh,
size.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would fit. Okay.
So
I can see why that's why it's skinny.
Why it's cut off on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why it got printed that way. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Probably default, they were probably running town reports and they just stuck it in.
Yeah, it probably was default. Yeah,
yeah,
probably that's the way the print was set up for someone else, and so that's why. It's not a big deal. Okay, thank you everybody. Have a lovely evening.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Bob makes a motion to adjourn and
I'll
Susan
second
seconds. No, Susan did it first.
I'll
you don't get
it.
To.
Did you